USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders addressing supporters after suspending his 2020 presidential campaign.
I want to express to each of you my deep gratitude for helping to create an unprecedented grassroots political campaign that has had a profound impact in changing our nation. I want to thank the hundreds of thousands of volunteers who knocked on doors in the freezing winters of Iowa and New Hampshire and in the heat of Nevada and in South Carolina.
More than 13,000 people have died in this country from complications from coronavirus. There have been more than 400,000 infections in the United States. Worldwide, more than 85,000 people have died, and the number of infections is approaching 1.5 million. The U.S. could soon pass Spain in the number of deaths, placing it second behind Italy. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Treasury Chief has a message for small businesses struggling through the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans across the U.S. He says he's confident Congress will approve more funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed.
We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there.
Mnuchin was speaking there by phone on CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
World Health Organization officials say now is not the time to cut funding as it's fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. The United States does give the most to the WHO, and the president has been criticizing the organization as of late, suggesting that they're way too friendly with China and are pushing a Chinese agenda. The WHO did not address those accusations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
All is quiet on Capitol Hill as both Congress and Senate are not in session, but that doesn't mean folks are not working. That's at least according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. He joins Fox News and shares what he's doing during this stay-at-home order.
Our basic day starts early with some media hits, and then I spend all day, probably 8 to 10 hours a day, either doing a series of conference calls or webinars with different groups in Florida and across the country. Yesterday I talked to the Florida bankers, the National Bankers Association, and then a lot of phone calls with folks in the administration. I'll be speaking to the FDIC today about the program. Secretary Mnuchin's been phenomenal and accessible and very responsive. So really, the focus of my day has been largely on the program and getting it to work, identifying the impediments, and trying to do as much as we can here from home, using the phone, using this computer, and then communicating to the public as well. So that's been the gist of our existence here since we got back from D.C., and there's a lot of work to be done. And then trying to stay safe, you know, trying to model the behavior that we're asking others to follow, whether it's wearing a mask in public. I don't look good in a mask, but I have one here that we made, and so I've been using that. And also, you know, staying at home as much as possible and working from here as much as possible. So I've been quite busy, actually, but I think we all like to see life get back to normal as soon as possible, but we got to get through this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.